Okay, so we started with the story. The story started on Mem Chesam Beis with the man who saw his son stealing flax. So he decided he has to take action. So what he did is he didn't want to give him his money, his Yerusha. So he went and gave his possessions. He assured his possessions on his son, on that son. So this son said, okay, that's fine if that's the only child that you have from that person. But what about that person who might have more? This son who's stealing, he might have children who might be Talmidei Chachamim. So the man went back and he said, I give a gift to this son that says that if he has a son who is a Talmid Chacham, then that son should inherit, should not inherit. I give matana to this son to give it to that son. I give matana to this goslin that it should be his in order to give it to his son, who will be a Talmid Chacham. Okay, that was what he said. We spoke about the whole idea, exactly how, what was he, first we spoke all the way to the beginning. Why did he need to do that? It would happen anyway. Through natural selection, the Yerusha would anyways give over to that son, and then the son wouldn't be able to use it because there's a neder forbidding him. So what's the point anyway? So he spoke out. The Ran answered that there was two sons. There was two sons here, and there was a good son and a bad son. And the man assured against this goslin, and he was going to give everything to the good son. So the friends saw that he was going to give everything to the other son, who was good. So they came and interceded on behalf of the goslin and said he might have a son who will be a Talmid Chacham. So if you give everything to the son who's Miley, who's good, then that son will get zero. So therefore, he listened, and he gave over a matana with a tanai that he said, I'm giving it to the goslin on the condition that he has a son who's good, and if he has a son who's a Talmid Chacham, then it's given to him to give to his son, strictly to give to the son of the town called. Okay, so that was the beginning of the story. Which brought about the shaila of can you give a gift to someone purely that they should give that gift straight over to their kids? Does a gift, which is only going to be a gift for nothing more, he can't use it. The only point of the gift is only to give over to his son. Is that enough bilus to be called that he owns it? He can give it over, therefore, to his son. That's called kaniyah amnas lachmus. You make a kinyan kaniyah amnas lachmus. And on that broke out in machlokes Pumbedisa. Pumbedisa said no. Where I remember it is Pumbedisa. It's like a little bit. Sounds like a bomb, like it just blows up. It blows up, it becomes no, zero, because Pumbedisa holds that no, it's not enough of a bilus. It's too thin of a bilus, and it's nothing. And the Ran explained, even though Matanamanaz last there, it works if you give someone a lulav, but at least there you have the whole thing 100% when you get it. Could use it, you could use every part of it, not just usage, everything you could have, except you can't be a Makdashid. Could have been that.
I think usage is good.
Yeah. Huh?
I think that usage is a critical criteria for
Yeah.
medicine.
Yes. But here says the Ran, he didn't give his son anything. Loilizki behu klal. He didn't give him anything from it, except to give it over to his son. So that's the Ran saying loilizki behu klal. Do you have their pencil there? That was the key words to underline in that line. And the Ran says it twice. Thank you. The first place he says it is six lines before it gets wide. Acne lebre. That's what the Ran says before the lines get wide. So that was the first place. Never, it doesn't work. Thank you. Now, Rav Nachman argued. Rav Nachman said, no, you could. It works. Kinyan amanas lachmus works. You could give a kinyan, and even though it's a very small bilus, It's only a kinyan. It's only a kinyan to give over bialis to give it over to his son, but that's enough to be called ownership.
I was just contrasting it to what he said about the loot. What he was
Okay.
saying, because he said mishtamish,
Okay.
whereas here there's no explicit at all. Well,
Yep, correct. I was saying there is more, it's everything. Okay, but okay, now says so that was the machlokes. Rav Nachman said kinyan menas works. Rav Batista says kinyan menas does not work. Says the Gemara back. Rav Nachman says I have a raya. My raya is from Sudr, because Sudr, what happens by a handkerchief? You give over your Sudr and your koina something. The koina gives. Let's say the koina gives the machna the handkerchief. When the machna gives the handkerchief, he's machna his whatever his whatever the thing is. Right,
It's Karka.
so it's karka. So therefore, you see that the machna gets the sudr, and he's machna his karka back. Now, how much is he getting from the sudr? Nothing, because if you ever watch Kenyan sudr, he always gives back the sudr. So if he gives back the sudr, that's he's obviously not acquiring the sudr because he gives it back. If so, you have a Kenyan on the sudr just to be kind of to be machna. The house. You're acquiring the sudr just to be machna house, but not to acquire the sudr by itself. The proof is because you give the sudr back. So you have a raya that you have a sudr, which is kinyan menas. You're not acquiring the sudr for itself, just to acquire something else, and it works. So it says Rav Nachman, so therefore that's my proof to say the kinyan menas works.
Ownership in name alone is enough to call it a king,
Right, you make an
even
ownership.
though you can't use it.
Right, like ownership in a Kenyan just to acquire it, just to give it over to someone else, is enough of an ownership to be called the owner, and therefore, it will work. On that said, Rav Ashi back that he protests to Rav Nachman's proof. Rav Nachman brought a proof from a Sudr that Kenyan Menas works. Says Rav Ashi, two tainas. The first time, let's see in the Gemara, 8 lines on the top. Reb Amar Reb Ashi, Uman, Leimalan, the Sudra, Itafis Leimitfis. Who is going to tell us that you have a Sudra and the Sudra you give over? Does that, you gave the Sudra to the Koine gave the Machna the Sudra. Now the Machna gave the Sudra back. So he said, look, the Machna is not really acquiring the Sudra. So it must be he's only doing his Kinyan Menas Lachmas. Ask Rav Ashi, no, maybe he really is kind of the Sudra. He happens to decide to be benevolent and to give over, give back the handkerchief. But really he is acquiring it. Really, if he would want to keep it for himself. If he wants to keep the handkerchief for himself, he could keep it. Just a minute is that we decide to be to give it back. But really, he could be kind of it. Yeah, it's like pity not Ben. If a kohen decides that he wants to give back the 5 shlomim, so it's a whole shiloh, but by the letter of the law, he can give back the 5 shlomim. But it's really his. So too, that's a good mashal. So too here, says Rav Ashi, the Sudr, it really went over. When you gave it over for the Kenyan, it went over. You gave it back. That was just a nice thing that we do, a lot of people do that, but really it's a Kenyan. The Kenyan, just you're mocking it back this handkerchief. If so, it's not called Sudra Kinyan Menas Lachnis. It's not called just acquiring the Sudra just to be caught Makna the land. You're really acquiring the handkerchief also. And therefore that's a valid, real, strong Kenyan. So then for sure the it could be Makna the land also. Agav, once you do it, once you have a real Kenyan on the handkerchief. That's the question. And therefore, that was the question number one that the Rav Ashi asked. And if so, it's not called Kinyan Menas Lachnas. That was question number one. Question number two that Rav Ashi asked.
It's a full kingdom.
Right? The first question is it's a full Kinyan. You have no raya of Rav Nachman to say that Kinyan Menas Lachnas is not is you bring a raya that Kinyan Menas Lachnas works because the Sudr, he doesn't have a Kenyan. Maybe he does have a Kenyan on the Sudr. He could have hold on to it. Talk, a lot of times people decide to give it back. The minute they give it back because of a minute or because they want to be nice. But really, really, it's a Kenyan, whole Kenyan on the Sudha. And the second question asked the Gemara is Rav Ashi says, I have a second question on Rav Nachman. Sudra is a kni, minhashta. But let's think about when exactly does the kinyan go about. We know you're giving your handkerchief and it's going to make the kinyan. But when does the kinyan happen? Does it happen right now? Says the Gemara, yeah, it does. And that makes very that makes a lot of sense because you give it over, and at that minute you give it over, then he's kinda minhashta. He's kind of right away, which means if I give Alan the handkerchief, right now Alan is cutting the handkerchief and he's not going to be back his house. That happens minhashta. It happens right away. There's no time delay. No time delay. So therefore, that's why it works. On the other hand, Aval Halein Nichsin, but these, Elaine is these in Arabic, these Nechasim, which are, let's go back now to the case of the man who gave it, gave over, right, his possessions to his son, and he told his, and he really was gonna, he didn't want, he answered it on, he was answering it on his bad son. Then he decided to give it to the son on the condition that if he has a Talmud Chacham, then you should give it over to him. And that was a very thin bialus. He really, the bad son cannot use it, but he has it enough to give to his son. That's called Kriyam Naslakas. So Rav Nachman said it works because Sudr. Said Rav Ashi, Sudr, it works right away. The minute you give the Sudr to Alan, Alan is marking back the land. But he, Halein Nichsin de Hodein, but by the case of the father gives it to the son, Le'ema Saikonai. When is the Kenyan? When you give it to him, you're giving him, let's say, the items, but he doesn't have the Kenyan to use it. So when is he, when is it, the Kenyan going to be for it to give it over to his son? Only later. When he gives birth to a son and he trains him in to be a Talmid Chacham. But that could be years down the line. So who knows? You have to wait so long. Hadar, if so, that L'chi have barbare tov rabbanon hadar sudra mare. Then already the sudra was given back. How long do you think the sudra was given to for? A few minutes. He did a kinyan and gave it back. But the problem is the kinyan. When was the kinyan done that he gave the possessions to the son? He gave a kinyan to the sons, but he told his son, "I want you to give it to your son if you have it to rabbanon." He didn't give it to him right now.
You're not saying it's not even a weak opinion
So it's not even a weak kinyan.
within.
It seems to be that the kinyan to the ganav is as soon as you have a.
Retroactive.
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just how in the future.
Now, really, it's how what?
When we find out that he's
Which part will be chal?
being the king.
Even to the son who's stealing, even his part.
What's conditional on?
Right.
Like any other
No,
conditional kin.
I'm saying there's two
Conditional
parts.
isn't
No, I understand.
the kin is not called until the condition's fulfilled.
No. He's giving to the son on the condition that he gives it to his son. So which part is being chal right away? Or is there no part being chal right
I'm
away?
thinking that there's no part being. It's like when you get to buy a house on condition that it passes inspection on. It's not chal until
No,
the inspection until you've had an
so
inspection
nothing was given over
or
to him.
until financing is worked out.
So nothing was given over to that son. Nothing was given over yet.
Am I right?
So what? Let's not
Is
get
that
off.
wrong?
Let's not get off. Let's not get off. But
Or is it
no,
written
don't.
chal now?
So what?
No. Huh? Yeah. Future, that's what I thought.
So, but what? So the question is: does the son have anything right now? So you're saying the son who was Goslin, he doesn't have anything until he has a Torah Rabbanon.
That's what I'm thinking.
So
I'm
it's
coming
just.
in this fresh, but
So it's
that's
a
what I'm
funny type
thinking.
of Kenyan, really, if you think about it,
I mean,
because
I'm saying that's the chilut.
But how does he,
To
how
me, it
does he?
seems like they're making a chili. You're trying to learn from Sudars. Okay, so they're different. They're very different.
So it comes out you're being machne kinyan, and then when the guy dies, then he's going to die, right? This man's
Well, that's
about to
the
die.
problem. That's the problem that's here. That's
That's why,
struggling with my sleep.
that's the reason why, but that's why I don't want to say that. But look at the Ran. The Ran seems to say what you're saying. Look at the Ran. The Ran speaks here. The second skinny line, second middle wide line, right? High sudra. So right after the line start to get medium wide, that's where he starts here. So and that he says, right, he's on that line. Ho sudra kni amanas lahaknesu. Now he says tchiyov koine. That was Rav Nachman. Good. That was his raya. That was his raya. But he brought, and there you see the Rav Nachman wrote a raya from the Sudra because the let's read through it.
Isn't the order Sudra funny? That's
Yeah,
the
yeah,
one you
yeah.
want to read?
Yeah, to
Okay.
go down a little,
Yeah.
it's six wide line, medium wide line. Ve'oid, first word line is Likur. Ve'oid, another question. Sudra, Kni, Amanat Lakness, Minhashto, Kalaimar, Afilush, Likeshetim Tzalaimar. This Sudra, Kani, Amanat Lakness, who. Even if you say that the sutra is Kni that it, that's how it's working, and it's very thin bilis, but Minashtahu, at least it works from now. Even if you could say that it is, you are giving over something, but Miu, Ika, right? Maybe you'll say that the koine he gives to the machne the handkerchief. And Kniyamanas lahaknais. I didn't get it yet. I didn't get it. Sorry, but you can borrow if anyone want to borrow. Okay. When you say that the sudra is kniyamanas lahaknais, so kniyamanas lahaknaishu means that it's koina amanas lahaknais. So on that, you give the handkerchief. And the machne gives back something back. He gives back whatever the land. And miu ikabe there's one good part more than the story of the kipi, more than the story of the flax. Why? To have a kuni amnaslaknes you the case over there by the kipi. When is the kipi happening? And when is the sudur happening? By sudur it happens right away. I'm machne the land. At that moment, but we can't be the Mahadra Sudra. The minute I get the Sudra, before I give it back, whenever I do a Kenyan, Stam Kenyan, it happens right away. So therefore, even if I don't say the time, it's Stam is from right now. But by the case of the Gazlin, Hale these possessions, which. The father gave over to the Gazlan. L'e maskani. When is the son koine those possessions? L'chi yave brei. Rabbanon. When the Gazlan has a son who's a Torah Rabbanon, then he gives it over. The mistama, because probably kivan shleikneu ella le hak noisam lumnoi. Since he's only giving it to the son, he wants to be mocking at him. Vade lehaya daite jikne. He only wants to wait till there will be a son who's fit in the world. The Ran says as far. What will you? What? Why would he want to give over the possessions right away, all the way to this son who's a Goslin? Either way, the son of Goslin is not able to keep it. It's only if he has a son who's a kosher son. So you're not going to be able to do anything with it anyway. So l'chayra, that's as far as pushing the Ran to say that he's not machna to this Goslin. Until the Gazan has a son who will be
What did
a
he mean by
Torah.
those last words? The mind of
Because what's he going to do with it anyway? You're going to give the Gazlan the, let's say you want to give him possessions, half the possessions. But you're telling them it's not for you, it's only for you to give to your
the
child. And if he's a Torah, then I'm doing it. But in the meantime, he's he if you give it to him from now, he can't do with it, he can't do anything with it. because it's also bound up.
It's holding it on to
So what are you going to say? You're
something.
going to give it to him to hold on to until he sees that he has a son? You can't do anything with it in the meantime. So you might as well give it to him with a kinyan that here's a seder, and if you have a kosher son, then I will give you half of my possessions to give to the son. That's what the order of how it sounds like it's going.
You have a really good question. Even die in the meantime, what happens in the
Yeah, it's a good question how that
and how
works.
does that and how does it work on any conditional opinion when a person dies in the
Right. So,
well, in this case he gives it to the other, he has another son, good son, right? So he's like sold it also to the good son.
in the good son, he was going to give it to the good son right now.
Yeah, but something happens to Bethlehem that or he or the Ganef doesn't have a good son, it goes to the good son,
If he
right?
doesn't have
How
any,
did that happen?
so he made it tonight. He says that tonight
Did
was
he make a kinyan too?
who, the
At the
good
same
son?
time?
The
You're saying
same
that it
time?
should the same question, same
Yeah.
problem should be a problem even for that which was
Yeah.
the good son.
Well, one second. It's going all to the good son now, but if so, this is why I'm thinking that I'm just thinking that it's not working. That it's not going. It's going right now to the Goslin. That's what I'm thinking. It's going to the Goslin right now. That's what I'm thinking, and that's going to set up the whole question.
Well, then it's not a kasha. Then it's
Yeah.
not a chiluk between that and the sudar. The Ran says it is a chiluk. The Ran is saying, I mean, the Gemara is definitely bringing it as a chiluk.
That he's
So the
giving it to
Ran
him
is
right now.
definitely say that it's not hashba.
He's because the Gemara is about to ask a question that there's a break between the Sudur and being makhnet. So you see from the Gemara itself that he's not being makhnet right now. Because the Gemara is about to ask Akasha. So let's see one more line. But that seems to be how the Ran is learning that you're not koineh. And let's see the last words. The last words here. So he's saying, right. What's he going to do, Beintayim? So you see from here that he's not Zeicher, right? The son's not Zeicher right now. When he'll be a Talmid Chacham? Oh, yeah, that's what he's learning.
I missed that one.
He's learning that he's not giving it to the Goslin at all right now. It sounds like he's only saying, if you, the Goslin, have a son who's a Talmid Chacham, then I'm giving you my possessions to give to your son, when you have a Talmid Chacham.
Additional
It's a conditional
conditional.
gift, and it seems to even be on hold.
If it comes to fruition, he gets it. But it shows if it doesn't come to in the meantime, or if it doesn't.
Right. In the meantime, it sounds like it doesn't happen until he has a Tzomer Rabbanan, and then the question is, well, unless you say it goes back retroactively, maybe that's what he means to say, maybe. But
You don't say retroactive. Isn't so but where is it if the kinyan doesn't happen to his son,
right.
so
Are you
you
saying
don't say retroactive because there's no kinyan until that happens. So the question is just what is it? What's going on with it right now?
so the what's it on? What's happening? Right now, nothing's happening. And why? What happens when he has a son serving up on him? Retroactively,
No, not
or
retroactively.
just from then? From then on. Okay.
So
So
retroactively, we want to avoid him having it. If you say retroactively, then you say he had it all this, then it retroactively means that he had it all this time,
right.
but he couldn't do anything.
Right.
So you can't say retroactively. The point is to say only when he has the son and son of. Why can't you say retroactively? Because if you say retroactively, then You're equating it with effectively he's had this, he's you're
had it.
equating it with the other
He's
case.
equipped with the other case,
In which
which has
case
to
it's not a kinyan.
Yeah, so it sounds like he.
But the other case didn't have to come up, so it's cool. But then you still you have the other problem of just if you say retroactive, then the son, the Goslin, had it, but he could do it. I'm trying to avoid that. That's a problem.
Yeah, so it's clear that the way this is going is that he's giving him a seder, and he's telling him, hold, he tells the Gazan, hold the seder, and If you have a son who's a Torah Rabbanan, then yeah, it seems like there's a Siddur there.
There's a sitter even in the desert.
Well, what's the
That
Kenyan?
means.
What's the Kenyan? What? How does it work? Can't be just magic in the ear. Has to be something, right? What is a Kenyan? He's made a Kenyan. Now we're saying he made a Kenyan. The friends told him you have to make a Kenyan to your, what do you want to do? You might have a turnaround button. So he was machnet to that, to his son, to give it to the next son. How did that work? Had to do something. So Elamai did it, so Domino's on the Kenyan.
Where do you see that?
How did he do? What did he
Where
do?
do you, you're just guessing? Where did you
Because
actually
what did he
see
do?
that that human
Because
was gross
it
and that
can't be
he keeps saying time?
can't be say I'm giving a matana to you on the condition that how does it work? Nothing's binding this. Okay, so that has to be the pshat. So says the Ran. So the Ran is saying you must have given it to your son Bilas, and the Bilas is only going to be chal later on, and as soon as you have a son, then it goes over to you. It's not the pshat that you get the whole thing right now. The Ran is saying a svara. The svara is he can't use it anyway. So if he can't use it, so what's the point of giving it to that son who's a godson? He can't use it anyway. So what's he going to do? Bein tayim. What will he do with it? It wouldn't be any point to giving it to him. So therefore, he means to say that after you have a son who's a talmid chacham, then I'm giving it to you, and then you give it to your son. That's the Gemara. Now, back to the Gemara. So Gemara is saying over here, based on that, we have a very big chilek between the two. So Gemara doesn't say, so what? Gemara doesn't say the chilek. So Gemara just it describes what the chilek is, but it doesn't say, so what? What's the difference? So you're saying that by the first case of Sudr, the Kenyan, I give that Sudr to Alan, Alan gives me back his house instantaneously. That's a Kenyan. That's fine. But over here by the Sudr, it's a problem because I'm giving the Sudr to the Goslin, and the Goslin is only getting the Kenyan later on when he 10 years down the line. Now that's a problem. So what's the problem? So now we have to see the Mefarshim that how could it happen? The Mefarshim are going to fill in the gap here of what's the problem. So let's see to the next run. The next run speaks out that the Divrei Hamakom, he shaita hoder sudra. So he's saying later on, right after you give back the handkerchief, then the handkerchief is not by me anymore. Then if I see if he has a son. So it comes out. That he says, Kloimer, Kol Sala, Oisa Hakana. The Ran gives away the key. The key is, do we say Kol Sa Kinyane? The root of this word Kol Sa is from the word Chalu, which we say in Moedim. In Moedim every day, we say the word Hatoiv Kiloi Chalu Rachamel, Rachamecha. Chalu means finish, end. Lechalos. Oh, by Chulu we say Hashem finished the Shemayim Va'aretz. So Kalu means finish. Says the Ran, the missing piece, what's going on under the hood between these two cases, the chiluk is, did the Kenyan finish? By the Sudr, I give Alan the Sudr, and then he's makna his house. The Sudr is still in his hands when he's makna back the house. That's great. It was like Kalsa Kinyonite. The Sudr didn't finish. It was still in his hands, and he's not going back to the house. That's fine. That's the right way to do it.
I'll call some.
It was not Kol Sa Kinyaneh there. I gave him the handkerchief. He's not going to be back to the house while
Why
he
you
has
just said
this.
thin?
He did not finish. Loi Kol Sa Kinyaneh. He didn't finish.
But it's finished.
If I give Alan the handkerchief, he has the handkerchief in his hands. So it's not Kol Sa Kinyaneh. Then he's not going back to the house. That's the right way to do a Kenyan.
Then it's called.
Well, afterwards, fine. But we won't look at that.
I'm confused. When he gives you the house, he's doing it before it's finished. It's not yet finished.
Exactly. That's the right way to do a Kenyan. But by the case of the son who's a Goslin, you're looking too far. Don't go so far ahead. in the case, in the storyline, we just freeze frame it. As he's giving the kinyan, he gives me back his house. He still has the handkerchief in his hand. That's called loy kolso kinyane. That's his kinyan is now finished. But by the case of a regular sudur, by the gazlin, he gave him the sudur. The gazlin gave him back the sudur, and then 13 years later, he had a son who's a torvam rabbanon. So then the kinyan went over to the gazlin, who gave it to his son, who's a torvam rabbanon. But the problem is that it's too late. It's kolso kinyane by then. The kinyan already expired. The sudur went back to the father. And how could you have a kinyan go when the sudur is already gone? It's called kolso kinyane. Imagine, the Gemara says, the run.
There's too far of a separation between the act of the suitor exchange.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Not there's too far.
Too much of a separation.
Not too much of a separation. So when he gives out the handkerchief,
yeah,
I think chips, I don't give him the house.
Right.
Right,
that's
right.
What happened.
But in our case, with the gazlin, you give the handkerchief.
Right.
If you give back the handkerchief, then 10 years down the road, maybe he'll give them the time of the. And
there's too far of a gap.
Even a day.
He's already given back the handkerchief.
Yeah.
Then it's done, and now he gives them the time. No. You still have to hold the handkerchief and give them the time. Like it's. You've completed it, you've gone back to handkerchief as opposed to.
There's a couple of confusing points here. The rabbi is the kone and Alan's the makne. The rabbi gives the sudar to Alan. When Alan takes that sudar, as far as I know, that's when the kinyan happens and the land, Alan's land goes to the rabbi.
If that's the deal we're going to make, that's the deal.
That's a typical Kenyan Sudar.
That's great.
And over here, that's not happening because, let's say we're going to use a Kenyan Sudar again, because that's what you want. The transaction won't happen until there's a case of the servant or like a 13-year gap, whatever that is.
But it's not just that there's a gap, right? You said as soon as I don't get the handkerchief.
So what if he held on to the handkerchief for 10 years?
Then it could work. Then it could work.
No, but the kinyan didn't happen when Alan gave back the sudar to the rabbi. The kinyan happened
before.
When the rabbi gave the sudar to Alan.
No, but it's while he's holding it, it's still he's
so
still kinyan.
So how do you say that he gives him the handkerchief? Let's say, I'm not saying somebody holds on to it, but if he gives him the handkerchief?
Yeah. That's when the kinyan happens.
But we're saying in the Gazlin case, it doesn't happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen in the future.
Because it's waiting for the.
So Kino
the,
gives
the,
back the handkerchief. He gives back the handkerchief.
Back the handkerchief, which is not critical, but anyway.
He didn't have it.
Yeah, let's say the players by the handkerchief. We're going to use a handkerchief by the Beno, Ben Beno. So the rabbi's the Zaidi. So I'm the Gazlan. So and my son is the Ben Beno Tzurmi the Rabbana. So you're giving me a sudar now, right?
Yeah.
And you're saying if I have a son that's a Tzurmi the Rabbana,
yeah,
that's when the kinyan will happen.
Right.
Actually, I think you're giving the sudar.
Am I giving the suda?
So the Gazlan.
Oh, am I giving the suda? Okay, the Gazlan
is going to give a suda.
Very good. That would be the parallel.
Yeah.
So I give you the sudar.
Right.
You're the Zaidi. And we're saying what? That there is a kinyan there or there's no kinyan?
So there's a kinyan when you give the suda, but you're only being you're holding the suda as a kinyan, but you're only being mocked that the Gazlan is only getting the kinyan. When after 13 years,
okay.
After Reddy gave back the handkerchief.
Right.
And that's
the whole issue. There's just a gap between the symbolic, the actual Kenyan, and the actual fulfillment.
Right.
I guess the exchange couldn't be a promise. It's an intangible. Then,
right.
Then it would work.
Yeah, no,
right?
Not a promise.
It's not a promise. It's intangible.
It has to be much more than a promise.
Tangible.
It's not a promise. That's exactly why I brought in the sutra.
No, what I'm saying is Dov gives the sudar, and then in exchange, he gets a promise that in the future, but that's an intangible.
No.
That can't work in a Kenyan, I assume.
Yeah.
We need to sort of, from Matana, you don't need to sue, right? But why we're bringing up the
Well, how does it work? Hold on. How does it work?
If I want to give you Matana,
never say
I can just give you Matana.
Yeah.
If you give it, because you're giving him the action, you're
the
giving
issue, the issue is that it's not happening to the future, and therefore, how do we lock this in?
We could have a star.
How do you do a Kenyan?
You can have a star.
You need a Kenyan. When you give me your item as a gift, I hold it, I pick it up. I take Bob, the Shicha. Okay, you could use Star. If you want to use Star, you could use Star, you could use Kesef. You could use many things, but you gotta use something.
What if there's a Star? Let's go drop this during the Star year.
If it's a Star, if the Star is here in front of you, then the Star is like also Kenyana. Then it moves up.
So that's like a promissory note. That is like a here's a written document that says in the future could your son become a Tamakatam.
Here's a Star.
Your shoot.
Well, I don't
happen during the Kenyan.
Well, the point is, I'm not sure if that's the word promissory note.
No, I'm using that.
But the point is, the note is here in front of you. So if it's here, the Kenyan is still existing.
Yeah.
If the Kesef is in front of you, if the Kesef is still here, that could still work. Because the Suda is not in front of you.
Why?
Because you gave it back. Pick up the handkerchief. You gave it back. You want to make it a kimta? That's not how Suda. But that's not how Suda goes. People give a Suda and then they give it back. You want to say that?
Oh, so so your kasha is only a problem if they use the Suda.
That's what they
did. If they would have used the. So now I understand that term, kalsa kinyana, means that you use every Kenyan. Like method called the Kenyan method has an expiry date, but maybe not. But in Sudor has a very fast expiry date because the norm is to give it right back right away. That's
right.
Why it becomes a problem. But if you use a long term expiry date like a shtar, shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
Why shouldn't we assume it's a shtar?
Why should we assume it's a shtar? You didn't write a shtar. He didn't write it.
13 years in the future.
I don't,
how else would he be marking something?
Sudar.
It doesn't work.
That's the cash of the Gemara.
So why should we assume they didn't want to use something that doesn't work?
It doesn't say they wrote a star.
Doesn't say anything. Doesn't say
it goes with the natural impulse. What's the natural way to do it? Way to do
a
Kenyan? It's a Sudar. No.
Wouldn't it be if you want to make the market something to something in the future, the natural way would be using to do something that works?
You're going backwards reasoning. You say he'd probably use a good way to go.
Yeah.
So he probably used a star. So what's the kasha?
How's that backwards reasoning?
It doesn't say in the Gemara they wrote a star.
Doesn't say
he's a Sudar. So there's the natural go to Kenyan when you want to make and when you want to be Magda
Zomi
Kamal.
Why would it be? It shouldn't be if it's an I.
What?
It shouldn't be.
Okay.
That's
the kasha. How does it work? How does it work? We see from the Gemara's kasha that I'm right because the Gemara that's a kasha. That's called the Kenyana. You see for that it's not a star and it is a Sudar and the Sudar was given back, so it's called the Kenyana. Because that's how the Ran.
There is a note by the Ran in English that says even a star, according to, wouldn't work because the father, it would have been posthumous.
We'll get there.
Actually say a star wouldn't work.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying you're saying
That's a technical problem. We're going to see that. We're going to see that later.
Yeah.
You're going to see that later. But really, the star could work
could
as
work.
Long as the star is still not ripped up.
Because it's not close to Kenyan. I didn't understand that expression.
Yeah,
It has an expiry date.
Right. So the Ran actually gives an example. Someone who tells his friend, look, the Ran's going to quote a Gemara in Ksubas. And if I tell you, pull my cow, and after 30 days, I want you to acquire it. Pull it right here. Pull it. And then you coin it after 30 days. What's the halacha?
That sounds like kolsa kinyana.
Kolsa kinyana.
Right.
So it's finished. Because by the time you want to acquire
it. In other words, it won't work.
It won't work. It won't work. Because
the kinyan and the act have to be simultaneous.
Yeah. Or else it fritters away. I will tell you one thing. One interesting halacha about kolsa kinyana in terms of kesef. Kesef, if the kesef's here, then the kesef works. If I give you kesef and the kesef's still here, then it works.
If it's still there.
Now, if it's still there. That's pashut, right? It's pashut. But even more than that is Tosfos in Yevamos says that kesef will work even if you ate up and used the money.
Really?
Kesef will still work.
That's
That sounds like also you know. You should know with Kesef.
With Kesef, yeah.
No, that was you, the woman you got.
Yeah, so that's a Shiloh. What will happen? Yeah. Could you do a Kenyan? Yeah, that's a classic Shiloh. Could you do a Kenyan, Kesef, Kedushin, and it will get used up? So that's the Sugya here. It's a Sugya in Kedushin, correct, 100%. So Toysa, yeah, the Sugya, he says, Ha'im really Isha, Ha'reya Mekudeshes La'ach Alam Adyoim. Nun Tesam Adalaf in Kedushin. A man tells a lady, I'm marrying you on the condition that it should be Chal after 30 days. And then another man came in the meantime and was Mekadesher during the 30 days. So it depends. If it's a Kenyan that's going retroactively, if he gave her the ring and says, if you say me Achshav, then it goes retroactively. The first guy got in first. If you don't say retroactively, then it will only be Chal after 30 days. I give you the ring and then it's Chal after 30 days. And then the second guy came in the meantime, it gives her a ring. He's then guys Mekadeshers. So that says, that's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Tes. Exactly, quoting from Kedushin. And Rav and Shmuel say that she's Mekudeshes, even if she ate up the money. In that case, let's say that the Gemara says, if no middleman came, no second guy came to marry her, then she's married to the first guy after 30 days. Says Rav and Shmuel, and even if she used up the money. Now the question is, how does that work?
Yeah,
how does that work?
Should it be called
a kinyana? Says the Tosfos in Yevamos, because there's a shiva that happens when you give the money. What happens when you give the money? Why you get, what happens when a kedushin happens? What's the under the hood? What's going on? You give her.
It's like a deposit.
You're giving her money, and how does it work? The kedushin. The answer is, she's makna nafshe. Pachais mi pruta is like chashuv. She give her less than pruta is not chashuv. She's not makna herself. But if she takes a pruta, she's makna. She's gomer of mishabed nafshe. There's a shibud going on here. She's mishabed herself back. She has a shibud from the money. She took money and she's indebted to you for giving her the money. That's she has a debt of gratitude. She's a shibud debt by taking that money.
He doesn't say much.
So, and that's why it should work, even if he doesn't go to reaction.
No, he doesn't say no. If she's got a shibud, nevertheless, if somebody comes in the middle of the 30
days, yeah. No, because it doesn't. It's not finished. No, because it wasn't finished yet. It wasn't finished till after 30 days. If you don't say me actually, it only finished after 30 days. The middle guy, another guy came in, and day number 20, he hopped in before it was finished. Or not? The shibud, she took money. She's indebted for life. There's an indebtedness of, you gave me money, I'm indebted to you.
Right.
The shibud's there. I'll prove to you the shibud's there, because if they don't get married, she has to give him back money. The money is not stam a present. He's not giving out presents. No one's giving out any free lunches. He's giving her. So he's giving her. It's more than it's a shibud. He's giving her kesef. She's meshabed nafshe. There's a shibud that she owes him in gratefulness. So therefore, that taisis is chiddush. That's the pshat why it works. Since the shibud might be, she might have eaten all the money up, but the shibud still stands. And therefore,
what if she gives back the money?
So if she wants to choose at day 30, she doesn't want to go forward with the Kenyan. If she doesn't want to go forward, then you could stop the Kenyan. Okay, you could stop the Kenyan. But if you want to go forward, even though the money was used up, twice as mechadesh, but there is still a shibud, and therefore it could work even after 30 days. That's why it works. That's Taisus chiddush. Choshev kol shah, says Taisus, it's choshev every minute. Ki ilu hein bein. Like the money's still here.
So why don't we say there's
the money might not be here, but so the shibud's here.
So why don't we say there's a shibud by the artist?
By the that was the shibud. No, this it's not. You didn't give her anything.
No. Not her. It's the Goslin.
No, there's no shibud.
Listen, I'm the sage.
There's no shibud.
I'm giving through this transaction. I'm making a shibud on myself. Eventually, I'm going to give this money to your son through you.
Yeah, but it depends how chalipin works. That's why that's the big shaila that we spoke at yesterday. Is chalipin just an alternate form of kinyan kesef? Or there's a very strong place to say that chalipin is a new kinyan. It's not kinyan kesef. It's you don't even need a pruta. That could be a raya. It's not kesef. It works as a
without the shibud.
You're calling it symbolic, but whatever you want to call it, it works by giving over the handkerchief. That action, giving over the suddah, is a kinyan, and that affects the kinyan by giving over the suddah. Not kesef, but it's
like a handshake. A handshake is an action.
Right? It's like a handshake by Situmta. So, therefore, the minute... Well,
that's to demonstrate your stance.
So here too, it's demonstrate. It's a kinyan. It's a kinyan. It's a kinyan. So if you learn that halipin is not kesef, and the Gemara Kedushin, by the way, Gemara Kedushin says that, right, all the boys are learning Kedushin, and the halacha on Daf Gimel says, a man could give kesef to a lady to marry her, but he can't give chalipin. He can't use chalipin. Why? Because chalipin works. Pachas mishavaputa. And therefore, a lady doesn't want to give away herself. Pachas mishavaputa, like mekanya nafshi. She's not makna herself with less than a puta. So chalipin, which works by kalim and things that are less than a puta. So chalipin
doesn't
work.
According to the Mandamar that said it is under the umbrella of kesef.
So it's not, it's Rishayim are arguing about this. So what we're seeing right here is that it can't work. According to this Taisvis in Yavamis, the Chalipin has to be a different Kenyan. It has to be a Kenyan, just as doctor is saying, just a Kenyan. You give him the Sodor, and that's the Kenyan right there. You give it back. It's not Kenyan Kesef, and there's no Shivud. There's nothing of value that she's getting even. So it's not. It's not kesef. If it's not kesef, so then it's kolso kinyan, right? And then it's like mashicha. That's like mashicha. Fine. So let's go back. Now that's a valuable tesis to remember in your Yavamis, the Kimmel. But either way, now let's go back to the story here. So that's the chilik between the two cases. The chilik between the two cases says, Reb Ashi, you can't compare the two cases by the case of the classic case of Sodor. I give Alan the Sodor and he gives you back his house. Fine. It happens at the same time. Like also Kinyana. But over here, by the Gazan, I gave him the Sodor and then years later he's going to give it back. Says the next Ran. That's also Kinyana. Vahi Shaita. Look at the Ran. Vahi Shaita. Hadar Sodra Limari. So the Ran starts by the Divya Maskel. Vahi Shaita. Hadar Sodra Limari, which is the first wide line. Kiloimar. Kol Salah Oisa Hakanah. That Kenyan was finished. Bain Shekneu Bekinyan. Like a Sudr. Bain Shekneu Bechazaka. I think that's where you see that he's using Sudr. Because the Ran says he did a Kenyan. Which Kenyan did he do? Kenyan Sudr or Chazaka. Same thing would be Chazaka. Let's say there would be a Chazaka, but it doesn't work on hold. The chazaka fritters away. Let's say the son came and used the property right away, but he doesn't get it till years later. So it's called kolso kinyanei. And therefore, Rav Ashi said to Rav Nachman, "By the Sudr, I understand that it works. You're bringing Rav Nachman wrote a raya from Sudr that kinyan nas lakdes works. So too by the Gazan, kinyan nas lakdes works. But it's not a good. First of all, the first thing is maybe the handkerchief you're giving. The first question was." That maybe the handkerchief is actually a real Kenyan and he could keep it. So it's a real Kenyan on something. It's not Kenyan on Slackness. The second kasha is that the Sudr is, even if it works, Kenyan on Slackness, but it works at least from now. But how could you use that, Rav Nachman, by the Gazlan, where it's going to go on hold for 10 years? Calls again, Yanai. Now, Frek Duran. Very good. So that's a strong kasha. Rav Ashi is asking a very strong question. Frek Duran, so what did Rav Nachman hold? So why did Rav Nachman hold? Did Rav Nachman not hold the idea called kolso kinyanei? Which part did Rav Nachman argue about? So the Ran says, Rav Nachman, the Yomar Kinyam Nasakos Kona, Rav Nachman, who held that Kinyam Nasakos works, I, the Rav Kinyan, was over the kolso kinyanei. Correct the Ran, and don't tell me that Rav Nachman doesn't hold the idea called Kol Kinyanei, because Moide b'Makne Lachas Shloshim Yom Dilekana. Rav Nachman's Moide that make a Kinyan for after 30 days, and the Kinyan is finished. Like let's say money that gets used up, or not money, or Shtar Chazaka Meshicha,
anything that expires.
It expires. Like Rav Nachman holds it doesn't work. The Ihu Gufe Yomar. Because Rav Nachman himself was the one who said, "Beperek Isha in the Gemara Ksubis, Yenavul Anachazim in the parak called Ha'isha." Ha'imel Chaver, man tells his friend, "Meshoich Parazu, pull this cow and you'll get it. But you only coin it after 30 days. Mm-hmm. Says Rav Nachman himself that if the para is just in the agam, which means the swamp, there's just a rubber. So it's not, you're not going to, you pulled it. Yeah, but that was 30 days ago. Then it's called a kinyana. So how could, that's Rav Nachman. That is Rav Nachman, right? He doesn't quote, but he's saying that's Rav Nachman Gufe. So Rav Nachman himself holds that calls that there's such a thing. He himself says this halacha in Ksubis that calls Kinyana, it fritters away the Kinyan. So then why over here is Rav Nachman willing to say that it could work? How could it work? But calls Kinyana? How could the Gazan's acquirement was so different? Only 30 days later will it get the actual property. How could it work? So still, having Saka died, the Rav Nachman thinks the pshat is the hocha by the gazan given the omar behedja the loy likni at the heavy tzur rabban and ramar stoma come out down reaction of ulachi dummy heavy dummy. The Ran's putting in a whole new pshat that you have to say that Al Gemara Rav Nachman holds. He said it's stoma, but if you say it's stoma, we got to read between the lines. So if I'm giving the gazlan my property, but he's only doing kidney soda right now. How can it work? It must be. It's like I said, me'achshav.
Lema freya.
You were saying this before?
You mentioned lema freya.
So he's saying like this. I'm giving the gazlan the handkerchief. Gazlan, pick up the handkerchief. When you'll have a tumor of bun, he'll give birth to a son in 13 years, then from now, when he pulled the handkerchief, I had given him all my possessions, and then right away he's going to give over his possessions to his son.
What do you mean right away?
So it's retroactive. It's from
Mikana Lahaba.
It means, no, not Mikana Lahaba.
Sorry.
The Mafreya. Let's say today is March 23rd. So today, March 23rd, I give over the possession, I give a sudr to the Now, in let's say 13 years later, if I have a son who's a Talmud Chacham, so then retroactively, I got the gift today on March 23rd. I got the gift from doing the Sudr. If I have to wait, 13 years to see if he'll have a Talmud Chacham. But then when I see, yeah, then me'achshav retroactively, when I pull the Sudr, I got all the possessions.
And then when did it go to the?
And that's mine. I guess it sounds like it will be mine.
So then
it sounds like I'm going to hold on to it.
Retroactively, you've held it for 13 years.
Yes.
So how does that can work?
No, it's mine. It's mine for 13 years to hold on to it. 13 years, I'll hold on to it. And what do I do with it?
It's us or you.
Fine.
It's like Yerusha, but I can't.
I'll hold on to it for 13 years. And that's the mission of Bava Kama that says that if I say to my son, I'm not giving you anything, Mechaim Alacha Moisek, the son yarchins, but he can't do anything with it. And what does he do? He should give it to his son, give it to his brother. So to hear. He can't.
In the Mafreya, you would divorce.
Yeah.
With David Amelia.
Yes.
What we thought of it.
Right. It's going to have to go to Mafreya.
With Mashiach.
Right.
So we're saying that according to this, a person, a Kenyan works, even though I can't use it.
Yeah. Oh, and that's going to be the Shia. That's the Sugya. Can I give a Kenyan to someone to hold on to and to have something? But they only have that violence is only just that they could give it over to someone else, but they can't use it.
It's a bialis in name.
That's called Kani Amanas Lakhtos.
It's a bialis in name, but not in
use. Can you have a bialis without using it, but you own it, and then give it over to someone else? Reb Nachman says Kani Amanas Lakhtos works. It works. Reb Pumbadisa says it doesn't work.
And Reb Ashi?
And Reb Ashi is just in the middle trying to attack Reb Nachman to say that, well, it's not a really good comparison to a Sudr. He's just trying to argue on Reb Nachman's Rai of Sudr. And said the two kashas just to ask, you know, first of all, it's not called Kinyan Amanas Lakhtos by the Sudr because he can hold on to the Sudr. And also, Kinyan Amanas Lakhtos by the Sudr works right away, but here it doesn't work right away. Says Rav Nachman back to Rav Ashi, it does work right away because it's, you have to wait retroactively, but retroactively it works right away.
So Rav Nachman, that's one problem.
The answer to that problem,
but not the other.
Right. This is how Ron explains it. I'm not going to answer Rashi.
I'm saying there were two problems presented.
Right. But that's
he would answer one.
Right. Of course, that's the Ron is answering for Rav Nachman. That's how he learns. So it comes out. That's how the machlekes is, and therefore the Ron saying beautiful. By Meshoich Parazu, Rav Nachman himself in Ksuba said, pull the cow and you'll acquire it after 30 days.
If he said, if he threw in Ma'achshav, it would work also.
If he would have, but he didn't. So therefore, Rav Nachman says,
as soon as he threw in Ma'achshav, the expiry date of the, Kalaso Kinyano is taken care of.
Right. But by the case of Ksubis, he didn't say the word Ma'achshav. He just said, pull the cow and acquire it after 30 days. So now the question you might say is, so there, he didn't say the word Ma'achshav, and he said, La'achar Lamed Yoim. So we say there that he means to say specifically that after 30 days it should be chal. So therefore, we don't put in the whole idea of me'achshav. So therefore, it doesn't work, says Rav Nachman and Ksubis. But in our case, he just said, I want to give it to you. So we searched for ways how it could work. And therefore, it actually will work. Limafreya.
Bit of an intensive. You have to say it in me'achshav.
Okay, you have to say. But he says that's tam. That's the pshat. That's how Rav Nachman will learn that it's tam works. Rav Nachman will say that the teretz is he didn't say anything clearly. So stoma, he said stoma. Command on reaction, dummy. And therefore, Reb Ashi continues the Ran. Reb Ashi, the last line, the Ran continues, says Reb Ashi. Why did Reb Ashi argue back? Why did Reb Ashi hold that there is it's a problem? So the right, you see the lashon here in the Ran. We're in the Ran, the wide lines. The fourth wide line, towards the end line, Rav Ashi held, actually, the Kivan. No, so the Rashi, it's... Rav Ashi Dachile. Rav Ashi pushed back and said, no, you can't say that. The Kivan, Shalai Rotsa Lakhtes Ella. He didn't want to be Makhtet to this Gazlan son. Ella Ki Echid Ilikni Labarbarei. He only wanted to give it to his... If he has a grandson who's a kosher son, kosher grandson, mistama leniskaven sheyikne ad sheoisa shah. Until that time, he only wants to make kinyan when he'll actually have a grandson who'll be a tam chacham. But he shaita. But at that time, kolsa lekinyasa, kinyasa. His kinyan was already kolsa.
What are they arguing about the stam das?
Yeah. What's your stam das when he wants to give it to his son who's a gavin?
Yeah, on the other, argue with Rav Ashi. Why wouldn't we assume the stam dav would be to use a das that would work?
Because he doesn't want to do a kinyan right now. Why should he give it to him? He doesn't want to give it to the Gazan son. So he's putting everything on hold until he sees that he actually has a good son. Then he will be mocked at him. Only till then. The Ron spoke this out a few lines back. The Ron, the first thing we said today was, when do I want to give it to the Gazan? Says the Ron, Why would I want to give it to him now? There's no purpose to give it to him right now. My Avalele Mevet, right? What's he going to do with it now? So the first step was probably he's going to give it to him for later on. Probably, right? Why? What's the point? So based on that, right? The My Lavet Behu Beitayim, the Ron said, the first wide line. So we assume that he's only giving them later. Question is, that now came along Rav Nachman and said, no, he's giving them right now. Lemafreya, at the time of the Sudr, is the Kenyan. For later, that when he has a son, then he's giving it to him now. And for 13 years, he's going to hold on to it. Lema Freya is going to hold on to it, not doing anything for 13 years. And Rav Nachman, that's Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi held no. Rav Ashi held no. He's going to give it. He's not going to give it to him until later. That's the Machlekes. Now, Umiyu, however, Ki Amrin and Hachi, when you say this, Davka B'Kinyan, like what they call Kinyan, Dav Kinyan Sudr, or Meshicha, or Chazaka, Shayna Miskaiman. Here the Ron speaks out black and white what we spoke out before, that Meshicha, Kinyan, Sudar, Chazaka, Ein Miskaiman, because they don't continue. They fritter away. The minute you finish doing it, it's gone. So therefore, you want to do that Kinyan, that fritters, right? Avo Kinyan Shtar, Shashtar Kaim, but if you would use a Kinyan Shtar does not ever expire, dissipate, or disappear. So when I give you, if he would have made a star, if he would have given the Goslin the star and say, I want you to be kind of later, if you have a son who's a Torah Rabbanan, It would work 13 years later.
He wouldn't have to even say Me'achshav.
And he wouldn't have to say Me'achshav like the Rabashi's Doichik, right, correct. It would work. Lichi, and even after times, even after 13 years, Lichi Havi Bebar Berei, Torah Rabbanan. As soon as he has a son, the star is still there. Kani. It would be Kani. Duh, I'll prove it to you. Hamakadesh is Isha Bishtar. Let's go back to Kedushin. A man gives a lady a ring, not a ring. He gives her a star, and he uses the second way of method of Kenyan Kedushin. Star, formula. And he writes in it, and he says to her, the followers, Arei Mekdash Li, Lach Elam
Yoy. Bye-bye. Be then back, 8 o'clock.
A lady, and he could tell her, I'm giving you a star, and the star should work after 30 days. As Mekdashas. Imloy Noiva Da Star. As long as the lady doesn't lose the shtar. As long as nothing happens, it doesn't get ripped up. Right? If it gets ripped up or lost, okay, it's lost. But if it's still here, it works. And so do I get. If a man gives a lady a get, and he tells her it's called 30 days, as long as the get is still here, awesome. The Gemara at that place, Daf Nun Tes and Daf Sama early in Kedushin, it says clearly that a get will work even if he gives her the get and he says it should take effect in 30 days. It works. Because the get is still here. The paper is here. If the paper is here, it could continue. The Kenyan did not leave. The Kenyan is she's holding the paper in her hand. It still works. So the way Tyson Kedushin held, Tyson Kedushin in Yavam is held, it even works by money. If the money's still here, then the money would work. That is what the Rajba says. This is says the Ran, he quotes the Rajba, that Shtar, and according to Tyson Ksubis, Kesef will also work as opposed to all the three kinyanim of Sudar, Meshicha, Hagbah, Chazaka. Those things fritter away and they will not work after time. Then the Ran ends off and says, Vili Nere, and it appears to me, the Hocha, by the case of the father with the son who's stealing the flax, Afilu Beshtar Lemani. Oh, now, that all still here is good. Everything's great. And the Rajba, he's just putting in that the Rajba is saying, the Rajba said that our sukkah is not talking about shtar. The Rajba said shtar, because shtar doesn't fit away. So that as long as the son, the Gazan, is holding on to the shtar, he could be kind of 13 years later. Says Len, a very geshmaka shaila. What do you mean? The son who's a Gazan is holding on to the shtar 13 years later. So 13 years later, he sees, oh, my son is Tam Chacham. So therefore, the shtar is working now. I'm getting the property now, right now. It's not called Kenyan. The shtar's right here. And now I'm kind of the property, and now I give it to my son. But Glenn, but hold on. The Kenyan is going right now from who? From his father. His father died 13 years ago. Why do you think he's giving out all his property? Because he's about to die. So how could I make a Kenyan today? The Kenyan might be on hold. But the Machna is not on hold. The Machna is gone. The Machna died.
Okay.
Says Ran to the Rajba, hypothetically, you did half the job. You saved the Kenyan you froze the Kenyan that it could still work. But you didn't freeze the Machna. So the Machna is gone. So therefore, it's not going to end up working. Says the Ran, Vili Nere, Docha, Afilu, even over here, Bishtar, Loimahan, he's talking about the High Gabba, because the father who is Mitzava Machmas Miso, why is he giving away his property? Obviously, because he's about to die. Bishaite, and at that time, Loikani. And the Ran is holding, Rabashi's holding, that he's not giving it to him right now. It's only for later. So therefore, if he's not kind of now, Lacha Misa, Nami Loikani, because Ein Shtar Lacha Misa. Golden rule is ain kedushin lachamisa, ain get liachamisa. The Gemara says in Ksuvas we had the sugya, ain get lachamisa, ain shtar lachamisa. Shtar, I can't just because I'm holding on to it. But the makne died, ain shtar lachamisa. How could you have someone being makne something and I'm picking it up today? That means I'm really affecting the Kenyan today from the makne. Makne died. Therefore, says the Ran. That he says to the Rajba, don't you're just saying that you think shtar would work. There is an idea called shtar is not called a kinyana, but it's not going to help us in this particular case to save the day if he dies.
If he dies before there's a tzura, a son.
If he dies before there's a rabbanon. And therefore the Ran says, we're not talking about shtar here. We can't be talking. Hechi vehechi de kapalig rabashi stoma. So therefore, the pshat is that you have to say over here that Reb Ashi here, who's arguing, Reb Ashi is saying that Reb Ashi is saying it won't work. It sounds like Reb Ashi is holding that he did it. It sounds like he did it with a Kenyan Sudur or Chazaka. And therefore, on that, Reb Ashi is saying, yeah, but it's going to fritter away.
They're arguing on whether we say Me'ach, whether the Stam.
And Reb Nachman is there. We'll go back to the original Machlokes. Reb Nachman holds you put in the word Me'achshav, and therefore that's how the Kenyan Sudur is going to work, even 13 years later, Me'achshav, retroactively. And Reb Ashi says, he didn't say the word Me'achshav. I think he's only being kind of later, and he doesn't want to put in that Okimta, right? He says, no, I'm not going to give it to you for 13 years. And therefore, he says, that's the second Kasha that Reb Ashi has on Reb Nachman. That's Kol Sakinyana. You can't compare it to Sudur. Okay, that's the end of this sugya. Wow, beautiful. Beautiful. Dr. Vitaria here. Okay.
A good day.
What?
Tava.
Yeah.
How's that?
Tava, yeah, you have to know how that works. Do you want to know if it's how?
A will.
A will. Yeah, so it's a good child. How does it work? If it really goes from Shemayim.
So if those that...
Unless it's a halachic will.
So assuming there's a halachic will, that it's given, it's retroactively given before the person dies, that how they...
Yeah. But there's two ways how it goes. One way is he gives a matana, or the other way, a matana to his children. Or the other way is he's...
Yeah, but he gives... It must be before he
yeah,
dies.
That's one way.
That's before he dies.
That's one way. The other way is, yeah, it's also similarly, he's giving a matana to his daughter, and he tells his sons, I'm giving my daughter $1 million. Unless you want to be makna her, you know, a quarter of the Yerusha, she gets $1 million. Matana.
And that's also before.
That's also. Also, yeah.
So it's about everything happened. I'm just asking on the subject. It's about happens before the person dies. Really, all
these yeah, things. Yeah, it has to, correct, 100%. And that's the problem with, you know, how could it be right before, you know, if it happens right before, but people don't want to do it right before, but they do a minute before. Yeah, if you say a minute before, then they're the one.
So, halakha, well, you're ready to start.